What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined with the ghost once again, and things are really amping up, at least in regards to World War III, right, Ghost? I mean, there's a lot of things happening. A lot of leaders are being targeted right now. Netanyahu's home was targeted in a drone attack. There's been some Hamas leaders that have been killed in a drone attack. There's a lot of things happening right now, and already a lot of, as Mel Carmine would say, finagling the bagel, with people already trying to vote, right?
Yeah. But you're
Are you
also
coming?
having a lot of, I'm trying to figure out where to begin. There is a lot going on, but yeah, that attack on his house was just, I guess, just within the last hour or so, because it just hit. What I saw, it claims he wasn't home. Now, remember, in all this high drama, that things are not always what they appear. I'm just going to say that in reference to this, because this is what I'm thinking. Okay, this is mighty dramatic, isn't it? He just happens to not be at home. I don't know where he is, probably working.
I'm
But
sure he
they
has
target.
many. I'm sure he has different homes. I'm sure the guy has many
Probably.
different homes.
But that, that appears to be, well, they're billing it as his home. Okay. Let's say that's his main residence. Well, they're gonna have to get new furniture and fix the walls, from what I could see in the picture. But my mind immediately goes to, okay, whose idea of drama is this? You're talking about people who, if you saw some of the missiles they originally were firing in Israel, I mean, these things are in a garage, welding seams along fins. They're just fire and forget. They're unguided. Now, obviously, they're using some type of, I haven't even looked into what type of weaponry they're using, but it's obviously guided and fairly accurate. So who knows where it came from? Who knows why it hit? In the end, it will be, the story will be, yes, it's Hamas and it's this and that boogeyman and Iran's behind it, because they just want to burden, they want to burden this election, they want to burden the American people, with anything they can, however
right,
they can.
distractions and threats and scares and
Yeah, but
it
on the
seems
real
like it says
side of
here. Well, it says here a drone has hit Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's holiday home in the country's north. Al Jazeera has confirmed triggering air raid sirens across Israel, including the main city of Tel Aviv. I have friends that live in Tel Aviv, and they're telling me, man,
So do I.
it's horrific right now, correct? I mean, that's what they're telling me. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm
Because Iron
wondering.
Dome, you can, again, I've always made the point with warfare, like with North Korea, for example, thousands of artillery units, 56 seconds downrange, uprange rather, from Seoul, Korea. You could do a lot of damage in just 5 minutes of firing if you were taken out in 5 minutes, let alone 10, 20, 30. So numerical often will overcome technology. So if they had, hundreds of rockets, how Iron Dome works is it picks up everything coming in. Make no mistake about that. But it prioritizes. So if this one's heading towards an airbase or a sensitive facility, that one's going to get precedence over the one going for a neighborhood. You see what
So
I
this
mean?
came moments after the confirmation that Israeli force Hamas leader, I guess how you say this is Yahya Sinwar. I hope I said that. Yahya
Whatever.
Sinwar. But yeah,
Yeah, people can read the name. Another one. Let's just say another one,
as an opportunity to turn the page on the war and move on to the day after for Gaza. So it's escalating. My thing is this is like, are these drone attacks, man, are really escalating. And it seems to me, where are we headed after November, Ghost? I mean, I know you've gotten a lot of intel. What can you say on YouTube for my audience as of What kind of a crisis are we really headed into November and December and January? Because I think a lot of people are having this question on their minds. I know we talked about it on Nino's Corner.tv, but
Yeah, we're headed for a bad time, but we're headed for a very bad time. And I would ask people put an exponent next to that. All right, let me give you, for instance, and I'll give you vagaries. All right, hotel, not going to say which state, I'm not going to say where, receives a bunch of crates. So the maintenance guy's like, I don't know what the heck this is. So he pops open a crate loaded with weapons. Now the weapons weren't just stacked in there. They were packed professionally, and from what I understand, but they were all had pieces of tape on them with room numbers. But then there'd be several, say three or four for a particular room, and they would be color-coded with tape, red, green, blue, and yellow, something like that. That meant those four weapons were supposed to go to room XYZ, and each guy in that room knew his color weapon, his color for his, receipt of, let's say, accoutrements. Now, that entire hotel is filled with people who cross the border, young men.
Whoa! Are you
It's
telling me
funded
are they military?
funded by a Christian NGO that's one of the 110 that are across the country that were
All right,
set
this
up
is
by foreign
allegedly. You got to say
interests.
allegedly on here. We got to say allegedly.
Allegedly,
I'm booked. But you're
allegedly,
telling me
and
you're
in
telling
my humble opinion.
Ghost. You're telling me that there's weapons being delivered to hotels where what Venezuelan gangs are that are receiving these weapons and having them delivered to their rooms?
Yeah, not just for Venezuelans, but many others too. Yes, I am telling you that.
All right, so, but we
And
got
they're
a
not
label
telling,
that says,
mainstream media is not going to tell you that.
right. But this is big because this is we got to say this is allegedly. We don't. I have to say
Allegedly.
up to as annoying
Yeah,
as it is to
allegedly.
everybody out here who's listening to this. I know, but I can't state anything as fact. This is allegedly, but it's good that you're putting this out here. I'm gonna. This is good for Fluff too. But
Wink, wink,
I,
nudge, nudge, all that good stuff,
yeah.
Okay, so we've got that. We know that.
Is
Sheriff's
this just in
departments
blue
across the
states or is this
country.
in red states as well?
It's in a lot of places. It's in just about most places people wouldn't even think too, but that's where. Let me give you an example. I have, when you find a good doctor and it's within, say, the trip to make, you keep that good doctor. I've been for 11 years, I've been seeing a certain doctor. Now I've driven over, it's in 183 mile trip one way. So it takes me about 2.5 hours because I get on these back roads and do about 80, 85, right? And the sheriffs never bother you. They know, they can tell by the kind of vehicle you're driving or what have you. I saw at the state line between the two states, because I crossed the state line, I saw more sheriffs locally leaving, more highway patrol on the interstate, the portion that I drive, than I have ever seen in the past 20 years. All right, now hear me out on this. I'll make it as quick as I can. And then I'm in the middle of nowhere for a good 95 mile stretch. I mean, middle of nowhere, deep south, use your imagination. Tiny little towns with a Dollar General, and that's about it. Then you're through, you're done, you're past it. I saw more police. I saw eight by at the state line, not pulled over as a convoy, but eight separate trucks, tractor trailers pulled over, each with two state police. Could have been from one state to the other. They were working together. All right. And two guys per car. She had four guys minimum checking every aspect of these trucks. Never saw that before. And I know this route. I'd be lucky to see one sheriff on the entire route. or pass one, have one blow by me on the interstate, state police. Then I get to where I'm going to, police all along the US highway all the way there. Then I get there, and normally in that, it's a, college town type thing, and big football sports and all that. You usually see a squad car when you get there. No, I saw at least six or seven. Okay. On the way back, same thing. Then my wife and I go, I said, let's go run some errands. I've been in the car for 7 hours. I'm tired. I said, you're driving. I ain't touching the wheel. And then in a 2 mile ride into town, we saw a dozen cars. Then we go to another town. We see at least another dozen. Something was up. It wasn't some kind of exercise because it was two different states. They were everywhere. And I felt good about that because I was doing 85 and 60, blew by one. He didn't pull out. He's like, I'm not interested in you. I'm interested in something else, obviously. Now I did that to two or three of them, and I'm like, gee, I better ease up on the cruise control here and back it down to five over. Take it easy. But these are nice roads. Nobody's on them. It's almost like a Montana road where you can, pretty, you don't want to do 100. You're going to go to jail, but you can do 10, 15 over and you're not going to get messed with, right? And this is, and I'm going, what the F is going on here? Well, what do you think, honestly? What do you think, honestly, was going on? They're looking for something.
I have friends here in El Paso, obviously, that are in law enforcement. I have friends involved in the FBI. I have friends involved in Border Patrol. I have my fingers on the pulse of a lot of what's going on the border. And I have heard numerous times, Dave, you don't understand. They're preparing for something. They are preparing for something. There's too much getting by us. There's too many things happening. There's a lot of the gangs staying in the hotels. A lot of the hotels have been compromised. They're letting these gangs stay there. Churches as well that are under the cover of helping people are actually letting these people just
That's the biggest
camp out. And
covert
I could go
scam that's been run, is
right, but
what
I
you
mean,
just said.
and they're just being pushed out from here. They're being sent to all over the country, and so I don't want to get into it anymore for certain reasons. I don't want to get into it any more than that. But but it's
Really
I,
read between the lines.
it's really bad. It's really bad. And they're preparing. So my audience needs to know they're preparing for something. Something big is coming, and I feel it's going to be
I've said on your show what pretty much it is.
right on.
It's not going to be it's going to be and what's that term one Susie is poly chaos. Not just one, not like mono chaos, one event, one chaotic event. It's going to be many. I don't know when. Again, nobody knows when.
I would
You can
imagine it's going
look
to
at their
be.
power dates.
Well, hold on, Ghost. Let me just say this. So Juan has said on NinosCorner.tv that it's going to be layers of disruption and confusion and chaos. You've said on NinosCorner.tv that we are looking at a mass casualty event happening. Could happen. It could happen in L.A. or New York. And you went into detail on NinosCorner.tv, and we'll go back on NinosCorner.tv and talk about it more. I don't want to talk about on a here, but what we could tell my YouTube audience is that after during this November this no after November 5th, I would imagine, and people are going to say, ah, yeah, you said that about October, whatever. It's been escalating every month, and we can look at it now.
What people don't understand is, look, these are probabilities. I'm going to repeat this again. It's to help you think and prepare. Somebody tried to call in. It's to help people think and prepare. These are probabilities, okay? High enough that things are being done to go against them, to derail them. So would people rather not know about it? I mean, I'll use that example again about the towers and Bill Cooper saying what he said June and July of that year. But he was doing it over shortwave and then over a
You're talking
few
about Bill Cooper,
stations here
the
there.
one that warned about 9/11, correct?
Right. How
And
many
then
people?
Alex Jones took what he said and ran. Is that what happened? Alex Jones kind of stole what he said and ran with it, or took his intel and
Well,
ran with
yeah.
it, and then
Well,
killed.
they're billing him as the guy who predicted 9/11, and that's not the truth. Why? I was there. I was listening. All right. Juan knows. Others know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm not trying to degrade or take anything away from Alex Jones. The guy busts his ass. Think of him what you will. You know, it's your opinion, but the guy busts his ass and has put out a, and put helped a lot of people come to comprehend the realities of the workings of this world, as opposed to the fantasy, the mainstream fantasy. All right. So, you know, when you hit me with something like, "Hey, can you come on? You know, Netanyahu, da da da," I look at that immediately and run it. You were on the phone. I looked it up real quick, and I said, "Well, he wasn't home, according to the article." But then again, that was, you know, and no judgment upon them, of course. We're on YouTube, but MSNBC, and they're saying, you know, they've been given the press release or the statement. Nobody knows what really happened. Nobody knows who really did it or who ordered it and why, because what is the effect going to be? Look at again, thesis, antithesis equals synthesis. What is the synthesis of that event on the psychological makeup of Israel and the world? You always got to question those things, because either that or it was a damn lucky shot, you know, with one piece of precision hardware they happen to have. So I don't, you don't, those types of events, you shouldn't trust anything until you see the effect. And you can then backtrack and back engineer. And if you've got contacts that might know, they might tell you, "Hey, you know, yeah, that was a false flag, or that was done on purpose," you know, again, to heighten up the ratchet up the tensions in that region so that, okay, triggers are pulled and then there's no stopping it. I believe that, you know who the, you know what man I believe will be the incoming president, of course. The whole audience does.
Okay, but do you
All
think
right. They want to,
incoming,
they're,
do you
this is
think that
all
incoming
part of,
ghost?
well, this is all part of mass here and overseas. Dealing with overseas issues can be just as complicated, but they're not going to be nearly as what it would be, what is going to be here. There's just too
Because do
much of it.
they need the narrative?
Allegedly.
Okay,
Yeah.
but hold on, but Ghost, they need the narrative to spiral out of control overseas so they can manipulate and manufacture what happens here, correct? So they can say, we know who's in charge of all
Right.
this. And people are on ninoscorner.tv, we know who's in charge of this. But that way, everything that spirals out of control, they could do the blame game and say, well, Iran wants Mr.
Exact,
P dead.
exactly.
Iran wants it so that when the casualties and the mass when the events happen here in America, we all band together and blame another country, and then we go to war. We go to war with that country,
Yeah.
correct?
Yeah. And here's something about
And it takes
Iran.
the heat off
Iran
the
wants
dirty,
a,
it takes the heat off the dirty politicians, correct?
yeah. And here's something people need to know about Iran. And this was something that, you know, a good friend of mine and I covered in a discussion the other day. And he knows it well. He knows the subject matter very well. There are still people on death lists in Iran that go all the way back to the taking of the hostages. I mean, my mother-in-law's uncle was CIA there at the time. And, well, they got out 24 hours prior to most of that crew, because you know, you couldn't mass evacuate everyone at one time, because then the students would have just done it that day instead of the next day. All right. But those people that they know of that were in that capacity, they're on a shit list forever. And if it's convenient to whack them to this day, they will do it. You're never off their list. This is how effed up that regime is. That's why regime change, I think, should be a massive joint multinational covert op, personally. That's just my opinion. That's how you should handle it. Let's not talk about going to war. They just want to ruin their nuclear capability. Well, you could do that at the same time without having a full-scale conflict. Again, it would be an ass whooping, that, but you don't want, I don't think China would want to get involved because they're too smart for that. And Russia would probably pump plenty of arms into the fray, just like we already have. So, we're looking at over there that situation. Here, many situations that could be everything from logistics, which is the basis of this entire society. And, it communications, obviously, road access, everything you can imagine,
The entire
power
infrastructure.
generation, right? And
Well, Ghost, let me ask you this. I've had the
all of this is poised.
I've had Foreman Mike on my show, and he has said that they're literally in our backyard. And on Nino's Corner.tv, he goes into detail about how they are setting up shop right now in South America, China, Iran, even Russia, in Cuba. I mean, we are essentially being surrounded. And you have said that as the and we all understand that we that as the chaos kicks off in America, is that when they plan to strike us, or is that when we come into a nuclear type scare, is when America is in its
Probably a nuclear type scare. A strike would be the dumbest ass thing they could do, and they know
So
that.
the scare would be what?
Just
Everyone.
our that the threat that they're going to, cross the border, the southern border, or they're going to fire, tactical, intermediate range or short range tactical nukes.
What about
Right,
the
that'll be
night
that'll.
surface-to-air missiles that they've supposedly, allegedly have come across into New Mexico? I mean, I'm hearing that
They
there's a
better
lot
find
more
them.
than just nine.
They better find them. And
But
that's
I've
not
heard there's a
difficult
lot
to
more than
do.
nine.
And so have I. I don't know what the exact number is, but we have the best surveillance set up in the world. And I'm not going to go into detail with that. So we can, I'm sure their whereabouts are pretty much known. It's just a matter of what, how do you strike them at the same time, guaranteed to get them all, so one isn't told, well, they've got the other, so let's just fire ours off now and screw it,
But what would
because they'll do it.
the surface-to-air missiles target? Commercial airliners? I mean, maybe Trump's plane? I mean, what would they target? I mean, what are they going to use that for? And
Surface air is has only one use, to take out of anything flying. It's the only use it has.
right, but I mean, what would they take out? What would they benefit taking out? I mean, just commercial airliners or?
Mass chaos. What could be anything flying at all? Commercial, you name it. Military, whatever. Military have, I'm sure they're flying now with defensive systems all to spec. Even if they're making just a little hop in the US, I'm sure they're fully, ready for these kind of things. But yeah, I would think, you want to, if you want to terrorize people, you're going to hit common carriers. You're going to take out 200, 150, 200, 350 people at a time, depending on what size or what type of aircraft you hit. Now, if that's what, if these missiles are in fact here and that's what they're here for, chances are that's what they're going to be used on, or any target of opportunity that happens to be military. It'd be the dumbest, again, the dumbest thing they can do, but none of it is off the table.
But if these psychopaths want chaos, Ghost, then they're going to go by any
Yeah,
means necessary to
the
accomplish this goal. I mean,
globalists. bloodlines want this chaos. Other
All right,
levels are
hold on.
doing
Don't
their
bring up those. Don't
damnedest.
bring up those names on
All
Fluff
right,
Tube.
well, no, I forgot what that means. But anyway,
I often think to myself.
special eatery service delivery, something like that. That's what I think of what it means. A lot of bad people getting robbed. But the bottom line here is a lot of things are going to be seen like that that may not even come into play. Again, it's part of the let's confuse the hell out of them.
Ghost, let me ask you.
I said back in 2012, the future will only be more confusing. Why? That's part of the agenda.
Let
You
me ask you
confuse the
something.
population, you weaken them.
Let me ask you something. One last question here, and then we'll go back to ninoscorner.tv and really dig into it because this is getting pretty muddy. But for the people out there that believe,
Allegedly.
allegedly, that believe that it's going to be just another election, that things are going to be just fine, nothing's going to happen, that they're going to just show up in droves and everything's going to be okay. And I've heard this from many people. I think even Jan Halpert told me, it's going to be too big to you know what, and it's going to be a landslide victory for Mr. T and all this stuff. And I'm
I
and
have no
even
doubt about that.
what's your thoughts on that? Could that happen? Is that a possibility? Or do you see what, or do you, are you more on the line of, or are you on the side of Juanito saying this is going to be layers of disruption, chaos, and it's going to be highly contested on both sides, and we're not going to have a clear answer, and it's going to be 3 to 6 months before we even know what direction we're going. What, where do you stand in that?
I would give that, and I'd give that an equal probability as to, I'd give that a high, an equal probability as to, let's say, coupled with the chaos. Okay.
So there's no way out of the
It's
chaos.
great. I'd say there's a greater than 60% chance of that happening. I wouldn't give it 90 or 85, but I'd say about 60. I'm not saying, but again, I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying now he may have streams of intel that he's dealing with that I don't, and I can easily see it playing out that way because of chaos. And I mean not just your inconvenienced and your shelves in the supermarket are bare. I'm talking lethality. I don't want to go into, I don't want to do, break any Fluff Tube rules here. So you see what I'm saying?
Why don't we finish this on ninoscorner.tv, Ghost? I mean, we already got one of that up there where you're talking about the mass casualties that are expected to happen, allegedly, things that could
Yeah,
happen.
good.
And I'm going to go ahead and let's take it back to the corner and go into this a little deeper because I really want to know what those surface to air missiles could be used for, and I want to know about the weapons being delivered to hotels because I'm hearing the same thing. I just it just seems to me like I think that this pot in my mind, just from the guests I've interviewed folks, I'm not predicting anything. I really hope it's a landslide and everything comes off the way it does, and then we can just go forward in this country and move in the right direction. But I feel, and I'm sure a lot of people in my audience here, let me know your thoughts in the comments. I feel like this could, there's realistically, we're looking at very murky,
That's
muddy
not going to
water here.
happen.
No one's just
One
going to hand over
reason,
the keys to
they
the kingdom.
don't want that administration in because of what will then transpire.
Okay, let's end it there. Ninoscorner.tv, folks. Let's talk about what happens with the next administration and when things start, what you know will happen once Mr. T makes the move. Because we know he's going to make the move, correct, Ghost?
Yeah, and I think personally he should shave his head and grow a goatee. He would look so bad. I've seen pictures of people made him up like that. He would look badass. Then nobody really wanted to mess with the United States. And I'm just I think he'd look great that way, but hey, that's just me.
All right, folks. See you at ninoscorner.tv. We're going to hit it hard over there right now.